In March 26, 2015, the respectable and authoritative German newspaper Die Welt published an exclusive interview with Lyudmila Putina, former wife of the Russian president. She divorced from him in 2013, but according to her story, that Putin is a body double who took over real Putin after he was assassinated in 2010. She managed to escape Russia after the divorce and is now living abroad.
My husband, unfortunately, has long been dead. I have to admit it publicly, because I could no longer see what is happening on his behalf. They are terrible people. They did not stop at nothing. I am afraid now they will kill me and daughters as well as they killed him. Our family was far from ideal. When I got married, I was in love with an intelligence officer. But the reality was quite different. Putin was a vile, cruel man and a tyrant. He never considered me. Simply did not notice my existence. I was needed only for reference and the composition of the family as a mother for his children. I find it hard to talk about it. But Putin beat me, humiliated and made fool of me. Life with him was torture. I tried to fight. Not just going to file for divorce. But this man did not have anything sacred. In order to silence me, he handed me over to a psychiatric clinic. I went through all the circles of hell, narcotics, psychotropic substances, bullying. For a long time I was locked up in prison and I never saw sunlight nor saw any people. I still remember those days with horror. But another horror began after his death. All is beyond description. He was then in a difficult period. I'm not sure, for he did not tell me and I became even more withdrawn those days. 1 month before the death of my husband, they came at night without warning and took him away. And then he was gone completely. One night, we came home to find some people at home. Some of them I knew. Some I saw the first time. They were searching something, breaking everything upside down in the house. They reviewed all the papers. They broke up all the walls in the house. They told me only one thing: if you want to live, be silent. I asked questions about my husband, but they only replied that he would soon come back. And they said that he is now in important retreat and it was in the interest of national security. They also said I had better not to talk about that with anyone. Later I learned that the murder of Vladimir had been prepared beforehand. He was eliminated when the first body double was almost ready to take his place. In appearance, he was of course very much like Putin. I was impressed. But that was a completely different person. They somehow managed to track down my daughters. They wanted to show that my daughters' lives were in their hands. Was I supposed to play the role of devoted wife for the sake of my daughters' lives? I had no choice. I first tried to avoid public events, corrosive media attention, intrigue and gossip. They all sickens me. But playing to be the wife of another man was even worse. So it seemed they were preparing a double for me in order to prevent embarrassing situation from happening from my mouth, which may disrupt their scenario. If they had time to come up with my double with passable similarities, they would have killed me long ago. Miraculously, we managed to escape. For obvious reasons, I cannot mention the names of people who have helped us to escape from this horrible situation. Divorce was my deliverance. Now that I live abroad, I'm fine. But I'm afraid to see what is happening with Russia.
You might be still incredulous about all these things. I'm going to show you some very physical evidence. There are two important things here. One is that the man who is supposed to be Vladimir Putin is a body double, fake Putin and an imposter of Putin. Real Putin himself was murdered in December 2010. And a fake Putin made a debut the next month, January 2011. So since 2011 all we have seen as Putin on news media are all lies. All we have been told is his words are not those of Putin but of some political stage crew that has been pulling strings of this puppet drama. Actually it belongs to Russian political tradition to make body doubles for the sake of safety. As a spare tire. But nowadays such doubles of the head of states are used as political weapon to manipulate mass media and people around the world. This image weapon has tremendous power in current international politics. Lastly, a few words on the next video. The next video titled, Putin is Dead Part 2, will show you Putin's last footage which testifies he was really in a desperate situation. The footage you are going to watch was first uploaded on YouTube in 2012. It got viral those days but soon dismissed as a fake simply because people couldn't accept such a thing as a fact. Political reality is always beyond people's imagination. Thanks to the disclosure by Putin's ex-wife in 2015, which you can listen to in the previous video part 1, we now know that this footage is genuine. It is now even ridiculous to call it a fake or a CG hoax. Actually, the footage is too real for sane people to doubt from the beginning. Judge for yourself.
Владимира Путина. Нам стало известно, что буквально три часа назад бывшего премьер-министра под конвоем доставили в Хамовнический суд. Пресс-секретарь судьи Виктора Данилкина немного прояснила ситуацию, сообщив, что сегодня началось чтение приговора. Пока зачитана только вводная часть обоснования 6-7 статей, по которым обвиняется бывший премьер-министр. В процессе чтения приговора прозвучали такие пункты обвинения, как хищение государственного имущества в особо крупных масштабах, финансовые махинации и превышение должностных полномочий. Завтра будет чтение обоснований по основному пункту обвинения. Бывший премьер обвиняется по статье 205 Уголовного кодекса как лицо, участвовавшее в подготовке акта терроризма с целью устрашения населения и оказания воздействия на органы действующей власти.
Фамилия, имя, отчество. Владимир Владимирович. Национальность.
Гражданин Российской Федерации.
Many people think they can deny any uncomfortable truth if they only call it a fake loudly. But nobody has succeeded yet in proving it to be really a fake. Nevertheless, this video has been forgotten for a long time because people, especially many Russian people, above all, Putin worshippers branded it as a hoax concocted by CIA. In a way, this genuine video was buried alive by Putin worshippers. He was arrested, indicted and as a consequence executed soon. So exactly speaking, we might have to say he was not assassinated but legally processed and eliminated. As you can see, Putin appears well aware that he was completely framed. He looks very calm and settled, which in turn indicates that he is prepared for death. As a former KGB agent, he must have known one thing very well. Every effort to escape is futile once caught in a huge political machine. In a way, he was a samurai. He was a Marlboro man. He was not a good family man, indeed. But his image has been exploited to promote aggressive policies of Russia. Putin has been made a national icon by a fake Putin and his secret stage crew. Putin was murdered in 2010 and his myth has been abused to justify unjust policies.
Thank you.